Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox with the Akashic Wisdom Show. We're coming up a little earlier tonight. Today is March 23rd, 2014. I'm in Ohio, and we're talking. And you have the privilege of being able to call in, and I say privileges because the Akashic Wisdom Show is a show of service for all of those who are interested in working with their own power. It's a show about life, and it's a show about understanding who you truly are. And it's a show where you can ask questions about personal situations as well as global. And I had an email earlier today that asked about the Malaysian flight, and if I had looked in the records around the Malaysian flight. And I quite honestly, I hadn't. There was a knowing that I had, and so I am double-checking with the Akashic Records right now as we speak. And I would love to have a conversation about this to get your ideas of what you think happened to Malaysia, the Malaysia flight, and I would be happy to give you the information of where I'm at or what the Akashic Records say. So, if you're at all interested, I would definitely give me a call, and that's easy to do because you can call toll free, and you can call toll free at 888-429-5471 if you are in the area, if you're in the United States or Canada. Again, that's 888-429-5471. And you can also, or you want to call direct, you can call 530-763-1594. And again, that's 530-763-1594. So, what do you think happened to the Malaysian flight? Do you think that it was abducted by terrorists? Do you think it crashed? Or do you think that it possibly was truly abducted by off-being planets? That's the discussion. If you'd like to be a part of that, please give a call at 888-429-5471. I'd love to get your feedback. Or 530-763-1594. You know, I haven't had a chance to be listening to other folks on the station, so I don't know if anybody's been talking about this. So so if you know of another host that has been talking about this Malaysian flight, also please let us know about what the host has been saying. But there's a definite opinion here within the records. And again, it's probability, possibility, but it's also controversial. You know, we can really track anything. I mean, if you watch television shows, I mean, they can track people with their cell phones. You can track, you know, people with just about anything. I mean, and it seems to me, as I'm sure you've thought of this, that you can track an airplane. I mean, they have the black box. There's people in the airplane that have cell phones. They're, you know, the way our aviation is, you can track just about anybody doing anything. So is there a cover-up here about what really happened to that flight? Do the heads of government really know? And they don't want to tell the general public for fear of panic? What's your opinion? What's your opinion on what's happening with the Malaysian flight? So give me a call and let's talk about this. And I have to tell you, I don't really know a lot about it. I'm just coming right straight from the records. So I haven't done a lot of reading, so I would love to hear your opinion. In the meantime, I want to talk about a wonderful fair that I was at, a holistic fair over this past weekend. It was at a great place called the the Aurora Inn, and we were lucky enough to have not only a holistic fair, but we had some wonderful mediums that were talking on Saturday night, and the whole holistic fair was all day today. And I met some great gals and gentlemen, and it was a wonderful event here in Ohio, and it was produced by Harmonic Journeys, we're probably doing a show a month now, and next month it's going to be in Berea, Ohio, and it's going to be at one of the Masonic lodges, and so always interesting when you go into these places, the energy that you feel, and today it's great energy, and you know, there's different levels of vibration and frequency for every different modality, whether it's being a medium and talking to spirits that are on the other side that have not gone to the light, as well as there's a different vibration and frequency for folks who throw tarot, and there's a different frequency and vibration for angel cards or people who work with angels, or just regular psychics that don't just read energy. So, and as well as the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records have their own vibration and frequency as well. And what we know, as you know, I'm sure I mentioned this before, but I don't know if you all are aware, that I'm a founding member of Akashic Records Consultants International, and we call it Our Key, which is like our key. And we do have a website, you know, and you can find us on the web, Akashic Records Consultants International, LLC. And we have been working with the records. Well, I've been working with the records for over 19 years. And the founders and what we call partners of the organization probably have a combined total of well over 100 years of working in the records, which is very interesting. And one of the reasons that Akashic Records Consultants International is around is because we want to maintain the purity of the Akashic Records and the purity of the work, and that's what our goal is to hold that energy in purity, and all of the partners have no less than myself, which is 19 years, and there's a few others that have a little bit more. But we also have teachers all over the world, and in the United States, as well as Latin and America and South America. And so we are committed to holding the purity of the records and teaching the records in a way that's understandable and useful for folks out there. But this fair, that was this holistic fair, was really very enjoyable. So I just want to tell you about it. Oh, excuse me, I needed a little bit of water there. And I met some wonderful folks. We did aura photography, and we listened to some folks that brought forth messages, which were very important. And I'd also like to hear from you folks if you would like to have, if you would enjoy hearing guests on my program. So what kinds of folks would you enjoy hearing more about? Because we could have a segment on guests, let's say for a half an hour, and then bring forth a message from the Akashic Records for everybody for a half an hour. Or if you know of somebody that would be great to have for the whole show, I'm really open to that. Last week we had Andrew Gardella, who was talking to us about access consciousness. And if you missed it, you can go into the archives and listen to that. You if you have any questions about access or have any comments on the show last week, I'd love to hear from you. And you can call in at if you're in United States or Canada at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594, or you can email me at info@ akashicwisdom.com. So, One of the other things I wanted to talk to you about is when we're talking about vibration and frequency, I would love to hear from anybody who has had an experience with either the crystal bowls, and if they had some healing with the crystal bowls, or if they had some healing with the Tibetan bowls. Love to hear your feedback on those. Also discovered a very beautiful natural oils. And these oils are called doTERRA, and I think so much of them that I'm going to be handling them, and they're for anything from rejuvenation to healing to massage, and they're when they say all natural, they're not kidding. These oils, these essential oils, are so pure that you can actually taste them, and so I'm very proud to be associated with that. But you can also, again, email me your questions at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So we're talking about that. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about ascension. So, what is ascension? One of the things that's important for us to talk about is the concept that you have to do something specific or special to quote-unquote ascend. I really wanted to help you understand that ascension is really about finding your joy. Ascension is really about speaking your truth. And ascension is about aligning yourself with that which is most high. And it's also about you finding your joy so that you feel aligned with your divine in a way that you've never felt that way before. It's not necessarily at all about you leaving the planet sooner than you planned. It's also important for you as a side comment to know that the Akashic Records have told me that no one leaves the planet or passes on who was not complete with their work here on planet Earth. No one is cut short. Whether you think it's been cut short, no matter what it is, it's always, always complete. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Terry Clegg, who lost her husband over the weekend, and very suddenly. So I want to send lots of loving energy to Terry and her family. Terry was very instrumental in me getting a large, following in Minneapolis. She helped introduce me to the Minneapolis area, and I will always thank her for it. I will always be grateful for that. But it's hard to lose somebody very suddenly. So it's really important that you understand that nobody leaves who is not complete, no matter what. And again, if you have any comments on what's being talked about today, or you want to talk about the Malaysian flight, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial in at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. And as you all know, I love to get conversations going, so please give a call and understand that I am looking forward to your phone call with your opinion. So let's just talk for a minute. Have you ever truly wondered what this journey on Earth is all about? Exactly. For example, why you go through various experience and what your soul has to say about that, and what your purpose is. And again, do we even die? Do we really die? Is there a heaven? And what about God? Where does God fit into all of this? That's those are very important questions. And I'd like you to think about it for a moment, okay? Truly think about that. And the reason that's important is because by considering those questions, you open your consciousness, you open your personal awareness to answers from your divine self, from your higher being. And so just think about that. And now we have a caller. Well, welcome to the show, caller. This is Donna Fox. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good, Rebecca. How are you? And where are you calling from?
I'm doing great. I'm calling from California.
Oh, wonderful. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just turned on, and you must have just mentioned what the Akashic Records said about the airline. Could you repeat that again?
Well, we never did say. Actually, we never said what the Akashic Records said. We were looking to have a conversation with it. So what do you think happened to the flight in Malaysia, the Malaysian flight?
Well, you know, when I listen to alternative radio on DBS, I hear things like possibly it could have been moved to another dimension and we're getting ready for Nisara.
They're getting ready for, I missed that?
Nisara, you know, letting people know that there are UFOs and so they become where people can actually see them more and things like that. So kind of moving into a higher consciousness realm. And then there's the whole thing, I wonder if it got shot down.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, actually, I think that there all those things are actually possible, but it would seem that if it got shot down, we would know about it by now.
Well, that's true.
And the government would have, that there were some government issues that would have gone way up in arms unless they hushed it.
Right.
What it was said earlier was that with the way we can track everything, it's amazing that flight wasn't tracked somewhere, and it's still not. And if
it may be, and we just don't know about it.
That's true.
It may be trapped in it.
Right. What if it was not tracked? It was just beamed up. You know, like Cocoon or Beam Me Up, Scotty, where the off planet beings. I have a problem calling them ET or aliens.
Okay.
I like to be honoring and respectful. So I would say I call them off-planet beings. What if the off-planet beings decided that they wanted to, as you said, become more visible, and the governments really know about it, and they're trying to cover it up, and there's nothing they can do. Mm-hmm. They're still deciding of how they're going to explain this to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's very much a possibility.
I do too, and that's what the records have said. Okay, the records have said that whatever's going on, the powers that be know not only know what exactly what's going on, but are choosing to keep it quiet. It's like the weather balloon that was supposed to fly over Sedona, or not Sedona, but, you know, Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that, right?
It's something about it was supposed to be a weather balloon, but it wasn't.
Right. That was like in 1947.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that for whatever reason, the government decides or has thought, and many governments, that humanity is not ready for off-planet beings. And the Akashic Records does not necessarily agree with the fact that humanity is not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's the choice the governments are taking. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Does the Akashic Records actually say that it was beamed to off-planet?
That's what they're saying.
Okay. That's totally cool.
Yeah. You know, and that's a radical comment, you know, but the idea is what they're saying is that this was a sole choice on for everyone on the plane, including the pilot, and it was almost like a rendezvous. That the people on the plane were rendezvousing, knowing pretty much almost in their gut what was going to happen when they got on the plane. And that there were some off-planet beings on the plane to help facilitate it. So that's, I think,
how
that's very interesting.
How exciting to have been on the plane.
Say again?
How exciting to have been on the plane.
Well, yeah, you know. But be prepared to hear another story. Be prepared to hear that something else happened to that plane. But what, you know, we have to think about, I mean, people had cell phones on that plane, right? Whether they're on or off, I mean, when they're off, the claims that they can't be traced, but if a person had it on airline mode, it can be traced.
Right.
Yeah, the black box can be traced.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've asked those questions like to my friends. You're not
sure.
Telling me, how can you tell me that, you know, anyway, the same thing about the cell phones and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Okay, then I wanted to make another comment on about people asking what they can do for ascension. And you saying, you know, they don't have to do anything. Well,
except for to be true to themselves.
Right, which is doing something.
Yeah.
And so for some people, that takes a lot of work to be able to do that.
Right. Well, what was being said is that there are, the comment was based on the fact that there are some people that feel that they have to go through certain machinations, like they can no longer eat meat, or they have to, you know, do certain rituals in order to be worthy enough to ascend. And so what the Akashic Records are saying is the most important thing, the ascension is about joy. And ascension is about speaking your truth and staying truthful to yourself. There's so many people out there that have a hard time telling the truth because they're afraid that for whatever consequence, that they're going to hurt somebody's feelings or they won't be liked or something like that. Where in reality is that it's really all about finding your own joy. And staying in your own power.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. It's not like taking another class or reading another book or those kind of things. I got it.
Right, yeah. The other piece is there are many people out there that mean well. And there are other people out there that are just trying to prey on an individual's fear of not being good enough. And so what the Akashic Records are saying is, please don't allow yourself to be put in a position of fear that you won't ascend. Because the reality is that when people cross over, there is the opportunity to shift into it in a different to a different dimension, into a different energy source. And so the idea is that it was more of a comment on doing what you. I'm waiting for the words. It's about doing what you truly know to be your truth, rather than what somebody tells you you have to do in order to be accepted. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, it does. In fact, I've been practicing telling the truth, and not everybody likes to hear the truth.
Depends on how you tell them.
So, and then one last question. I know in the past, and like we can ask questions about our Akashic Records. Can I do that as well tonight? I forgot what kind of format I need to put it in because I need to ask a certain way for the record to tell me, right?
Well, it's really more about an open-ended question. It's rather than a yes or no, and you want to avoid the word should, because the records will never tell you what to do, but they'll always give give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. Could I get your first name again, please?
It's Rebecca.
Okay, Rebecca. R-E-B-E-C-C-A, or is there an H in there?
No H.
Okay. Okay. All right. So do you have a question?
No. Can they just tell me what I need to know? Like, can we ask them that way?
Let me give you an example. If you were to go up on the web, on a search engine, let's say Google, all right, and type in, what do I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would happen?
It would just be infinite that would come back.
Yeah. It's like you need a subject. And so the more specific the question, the better the answer. So you want to look at and consider the Akashic Records like a divine Google.
Okay.
Because it's your name.
So could it?
Your name,
okay,
vibration, and your question that gets us to the right area of the right area of the records.
Okay, so I've been dealing with financial stuff, so I guess it could be, what do I need to know to be financially abundant, or something like that.
Yeah. So, for example, you could actually ask. So you could ask, how can I attract and maintain the abundance and prosperity of the universe?
Okay.
Would that work for you?
That works, yeah.
So the idea here is they're asking, what you're doing is you're asking for action steps or insight into how to do that.
Okay.
All right? Okay, so...
Okay.
Again, we're working on the vibration that we have for you with your first name. Naturally, in a regular consultation, it's going to be much more accurate if I had your current legal name. But, again, I'm not asking you to give your last name on the air. So just, okay? So what we want to understand is for Rebecca, we want to understand, how can Rebecca attract and maintain the abundance and prosperity of the universe? Would that kind of work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what they have to say about that. And please understand that I don't interpret this. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So it's up to you. And so what I would say to you is, do you understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying, or does that make sense to you? It's really about, can you identify with it, or are you aligned with it?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so...
Uh-huh.
Well, the first thing that comes forward here is that there's some type of anger that's associated with your financial issues right about now. And they're not showing me the beginning or the ending. They're just showing me the answers to that one question. So one of the things that has to do with you working on attracting and maintaining abundance and prosperity is to get really clear about releasing the anger that you feel. And what I'm hearing is because of the entitlement of others. And there's also information here that talks about you being willing to receive, that you have a hard time asking for help. Does any of this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
All of it or just part of it?
No, all of it.
Okay. All right. So the idea is that... Because of your fierce independence, you have a very hard time asking for help. And because of this anger, it's allowed your pride to kick in.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be really helpful, like if you go to the grocery store or anytime somebody says to you, oh, can I help you with that? Or let me get the door for you? Or just minimal little mm-hmm. offer to just say yes.
Okay.
Okay, just receive it. Just receive it. And as far as the anger that you're feeling, the reason why they're suggesting you want just, you have to start somewhere and just receiving so that you feel not mm-hmm. so alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of what's going on here that I'm hearing is that has isolated you, which not only makes you very sad, but it also makes you very angry, and you've become mm-hmm. rather depressed about certain things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so one of the things that's important here is to get to really truly release the anger that's bubbling. That's the word I'm hearing, brewing and bubbling within you. And part of that anger has to do with you feeling very helpless to change it, and yet you're way more mm-hmm. powerful than you ever give yourself credit for, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to be, what I'm also hearing, a very strong manifester. But there's a part of you mm-hmm. that has almost made up your mind that you're not going to manifest because it's up to you to show, I don't know if it's a person or persons or what the situation is, they're not showing me, how tough it is for you. And it's almost like, I'll show you how tough it is for me so you can see how you hurt me. Does that have anything to do with this? Can you see that possibility?
Yes, I've seen that play out in another area of my life, but not finances. If you're going to beat me in the sport, I'm going to show you how shitty it is to beat me.
Right.
When I play sports.
And so because of that, you've created a pattern of victimhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that victimhood is now spread over to the dollars.
Okay.
And so what they're suggesting is that you, that instead of acting or taking the tact or the part of a victim, you take the part of the conqueror.
Okay.
And the part of the conqueror says, the heck with you. There's nobody that can keep me down, much less somebody like
mm-hmm.
you. I'm going to show you not only how successful I can be, but how easy it's going to be for me. And at the same time, I'm going to protect every little cent I have, and you'll never get another penny of it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
One last question. Yeah, could this be from a previous life?
What part?
The part about being a victim with money and things like that?
Well, it could be, but it's also played out in this lifetime. You said it yourself. You're the one that said it.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you said it comes out in other areas of your life. Well, a pattern doesn't stay in just one area.
Okay.
Because it's a mindset. Okay. It's a belief system. It's a core issue. And the core issue is
okay.
that the way you take revenge is by being the victim.
Okay.
And so they're
okay.
suggesting that you really take a look at that and journal it out. Because, quite frankly, that's
okay.
not who you are.
Okay.
And all that does is make you feel less than, which makes you feel angry again.
Right.
And
okay.
because when you allow yourself to be less than, you feel frustrated. And you really don't want to allow that other person or situation to view you in a less-than position. And so it cycles, and that's what creates your depression, because you're anger itself and anger at the situation and feeling helpless. Okay. Do you get that? I mean, does that make sense? I mean, can you feel that as truth for yourself, or does that make sense?
Oh, I mean, I just got a huge chunk of information that I need to work on, so.
There you go. And that's what the Akashic Records
do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening.
Okay, take care.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have callers, and the person thinks that it was just them that was calling for a question. And although it wasn't, it helped Rebecca, the reality is it also helped you that are listening. Because what I'm also hearing is that there are other folks out there that have similar situations. Nobody really knows what the situation is with Rebecca, and quite frankly, it's none of your business. I don't even know what the situation is with Rebecca. They don't show me that. When I get information from the Akashic Records, I tell you exactly, like I did, what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And I won't get the beginning or the ending. Okay, I just get the answer to the question. That answer to the question can catapult you into understanding a bit more about what's happening. And many times it holds all of the answer that you need with the information you need to be able to move through it, around it, over it, underneath it, whatever it takes. And so that's why I love to have you guys call in, because your questions are so important when it comes to not only helping humanity, but helping yourself. And so there's never a question that is asked that can't help someone else that's listening. And when I do these programs, it's for service to you. And so that's why we do it. We also take donations. You can actually send your donation if you're finding benefit from the Akashic Records program. You can send it via PayPal if you'd like. Just use my email address, info@akashicwisdom.com, if you want to send money to help maintain the program. That'd be great. We'd definitely deeply appreciate any donations that you might send. Nothing too small. Nothing is small, and anything that you feel that you can afford, would love to receive that, and would send many blessings for you on that. I'm also continuing my the offer that anybody who would like a 1-hour telephone consultation can receive one for $97. The regular price is $135, so there is a savings there. And we will continue that on until the end of March. So if you want to schedule one of those, you want to call me on my personal number, which is 216-691-1233, and we can certainly get you set up for a consultation, a 1-hour consultation. So again, you know, we've got some great conversations here. We'd love to talk to you. And please, give a call. If you're in the United States or Canada, call 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct 530-763-1594. What's your opinion about the Malaysian flight? Now, you heard what the Akashic Records has to say, but that doesn't mean that you have to take that as the absolute. All opinions are welcome here. So let's hear from you. Again, let's hear from you if you've had any experiences with crystal bowls, the singing crystal bowls, or the Tibetan bowls. Which ones do you like better? So let's have a conversation. That's what this is all about. And I'll tell you what, and because I love your conversation so much, if I don't hear from anyone in the next 5 minutes, I'm actually going to sign off, and I'll tell you why. I've had a long day, and I deeply care about you all, but I do want to talk to you. I've heard myself talk all day today. I don't want to hear myself talk anymore today. So, you know, it's important for you to really look at what are you curious about? What part of your life are you curious about? What part of your information do you need clarity on? So that's why we want you to give a call. We want you to participate in your life, participate in your answers. What do you need to know to make your life better? How can you work to make this day the beginning of the rest of your life? You know, each day we have a choice of how we want to live our life. Each moment we have that choice. How can I support you in moving forward on your path? What do you need to know in order to move forward that the Akashic Records can tell you? And that's what we're all about. That's definitely all that we're about. And if you're at all curious about how to access your own personal Akashic Records, I wanted to let you know that you can do that. I'm offering a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop on April 4th and 5th. Or actually, April 5th and 6th, excuse me. It's April 5th and 6th in Akron, Ohio. And in Minneapolis, I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota on the 12th. I'll be speaking at Lake Harriet Church for those folks who are in Minneapolis. Monday, the 12th of May, and if you'd like more information on that, I can certainly get that to you. I'll also be in Minneapolis, and you'll be, if you live in that area, you certainly can have, I'm going to be offering face-to-face private consultations. Also, offering a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop on May 17th and 18th in the Twin Cities area. So if any of this is of interest to you, please give me a call at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So again, that's just like the program, but it's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Okay, my friends, well, it is close to 11:40, and I am ready to sign off because I'm tired, but I'm happy to answer anything that you have to ask. However, if we're going to just talk to ourselves tonight, I think you've gotten what you needed. What you need to know is that you are way more powerful than you ever give yourself credit for. That you not only can redefine, but you can also design your joy. And if you're looking to create a new you or to move forward in a way, let's say you're getting ready closely or thinking about retiring and you don't want to do nothing. Well, this is a time to start defining what you feel is joy and take a walk through the library and see what subject actually creates a lot of curiosity for you. Allow yourself to be curious on what you would like to do. Just allow that. And when you're curious, you can also move into that curiosity and learn what you need and leave the rest behind. Because no one ever said you had to finish anything until, of course, I mean, when you were a kid, they told you you had to. But you're an adult now. You can eat dessert first, and I highly recommend it. So take all the joy that you have, and if you're looking to be joyful, make a list of all the things you've always wanted done, all the things that you've always wanted to do, and then start doing them. You deserve the best. And you deserve the freedom. And you have it. You can create a new you. And as my daughter pointed out to me, Adana 3.0, a new version. how would the new version of you like to live? Where would the new version of you like to live? And what do you actually visualize the new version of you doing to make you happy? And so I'm going to leave you those with those questions. I'd love to hear the answers. You're welcome to email me anytime. Again, info, I-N-F-O at akashicwisdom.com. Or call me privately at 216-691-1233. Not to worry that there's a voicemail. If I'm not at my desk, it'll go right to voicemail. You won't be waking me up or disturbing any parts of my life or my family. Just know that you are able to call that 24 hours a day if you have a question. 216-691-1233. Okay? Well, my friends, I am going to close. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom show, a radio show on March 23rd, 2014, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody, and I will talk to you next week. Get your questions in. Love to answer those questions over the air. Good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week.